go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you this morning that we are able to gather around your word. May your manna from heaven this morning, Lord, refresh us. May it wash us. May it light our path. May it stir faith in our hearts. And I pray, Lord, that you uncover your word to us. And I pray, Lord, that with joy we may receive your revelations, knowing the times that we are living in. And as we understand these times, Lord, give us the boldness to go out and preach your word, so that we can bring the gospel to others, so that others can be saved and escape the wrath that is to come. And so, Lord, we ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue with the prophet Zechariah, and we're going to be looking at our fifth part this morning, called the crowning of Joshua. The crowning of Joshua. And we are looking at Zechariah's visions. 10 remarkable visions that occurred on the same night. And these visions offered encouragement and assurance of God's blessings and of his plans for Israel. The name Zechariah means Jehovah remembers. And this in itself is a prophecy because God remembers. He has not forsaken his covenant that he made with the Jews. He has not forsaken his promises and his word. He has not forgotten about his city Jerusalem, and he has not forgotten about you and me. Zechariah was born of the son of Berechiah, and Berechiah's name means the Lord does remember. And we have seen in these visions of Zechariah that if you obey God, if you have a relationship with him, God's word tells us that his blessings will overtake us, they will take a hold of us, even as we have been promised in Deuteronomy. Zechariah was the grandson of Iddo, and Iddo means affectionate or in his good time. And so even in this, there is a message for us. Zechariah was a prophet to Israel at a time of defeat, and it seemed like the Lord had forgotten them because of their sins. They had been taken into captivity. The temple was destroyed. They had lost their ministry as priests and of holding up the light to the world. They had become a disgrace. And God gave these visions to the prophet Zechariah to show them that he had not forgotten them, that he would bless them in his good time. And what Zechariah saw concerning the end is exciting for those who love the Lord, because we live in these times. He speaks to us. And what is happening in the world today. The last time we looked at the scroll and the ephah. Before Israel can be saved as a nation, before they can become the priests of God and witnesses, there is going to be a tremendous period on the earth of moral darkness, of corruption, lawlessness and wickedness, and a universal apostasy. Godlessness will rule. Throw God out, and man goes out also, because you cannot hate God and love your fellow human being. You cannot hate God and have fair justice. And so we saw that before Jesus comes back, perilous times will be on the face of the earth. Men despising each other and hating anything righteous and good. But let's continue with Zechariah's 10th and final vision this morning. So open with me to Zechariah chapter 6. And let's read the chapter, and then we'll examine it afterwards. Zechariah chapter 6, from verse 1. And I turned and lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, there came 4 chariots out from between 2 mountains, and the mountains were mountains of brass. In the first chariot were red horses, and in the second chariot black horses, and in the third chariot white horses, and in the fourth chariot grizzled and bay horses or strong horses. Then I answered and said unto the angel that talked with me, What are these, my Lord? And the angel answered and he said unto me, These are the 4 spirits of the heavens, or the 4 winds of the heavens, which goeth forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth. The black horses which are therein goeth forth into the north country, and the white go forth after them, and the grizzled go forth towards the south country. And the bay went forth and sought to go, that they might walk to and fro through the earth. And he said, Get you hence, walk to and fro through the earth. So they walked to and fro through the earth. Then cried he upon me and spake unto me, saying, Behold, these that go towards the north country have quieted my spirit in the north country. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Take of them of the captivity, even of Haldai and Tobijah and Jediah, which are come from Babylon, and come thou the same day, and go into the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah. Then take silver and gold, and make crowns, and set them upon the head of Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest. And speak unto him, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Behold the man whose name is the branch. He shall grow out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne. And he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. And the crown shall be to Helam, and to Tobijah, and to Jediah, and to Hen the son of Zephaniah, for a memorial in the temple of the Lord. And they that are far off shall come and build in the temple of the Lord. And you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And this shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. This is the last vision in the sequence of visions given to Zechariah. And it is the climax of all his visions because it reveals that God is sending out his heavenly host to ensure that the prophecies of the visions will be fulfilled. Both the blessings on Israel and the judgments on the nations are going to be accomplished by God. And this vision is similar to his first vision because there's horses of different colors. In his first vision, he saw a myrtle tree in the deep. Israel in great danger, almost at the end. And with her he saw a man on a red horse. Jesus with her, as Jesus is with us, because he promises never to leave nor forsake us. But in his last vision, he sees two mountains of brass. And brass in the Bible symbolizes judgment. The word says that Jesus' feet were feet of brass. In other words, he walked through the judgment for us, and he comes again to bring judgment to the world. And instead of horses, we see chariots and horses in this vision, which represent judgment and war. The rabbis believed that these two brass mountains are Mount Zion and the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem. They believe this because Jesus said he would come back